tie-in with John Pike. Played with the Bison for a long time, former Bison safety, and he got himself busted up in Germany. John, good to have you back on News and Views. How you been?
Hey, it's been a while, but it's good to be back.
People who recognize that voice and loved watching you play for the Bison are going to want to know what happened in Germany. Just tell them what happened to you.
Well, you know, it's kind of a freak accident. Was playing and was standing by the pile, and one of my own players jumped over the pile and landed right at my knee, and it tore my ACL. But that was 4 months ago now. I've been doing rehab. You know, I've been working hard getting my knee right. So hopefully in the next couple months here, I'll be back to 100%.
Who are you playing for over there in Germany, John? And tell people about the league itself.
Okay. The team I played for was called the Stuttgart Scorpion, which is in the Bundesliga, which means like the first league of the German Football League, GFL. There's 14 teams. There's a North Division and a South Division. I played for the South Division. And for people out there who remember Jose Moeller, I introduced him to the GFL also. He plays in the North Division for a team called the Braunschweig Lions, which is past
cool
year,
names.
They won it all, and they won the GFL championship, so I was happy for Jose. And it's a nice little league. You know, there's people out there that love American football just like we do. Granted, it's not as popular as it is out here, but it's still fun. It's still a great time being over there and playing football.
How many rules the same, field dimensions the same, and no changes like Canadian football is, where you can run forward on the offense? I mean, talk to me about that.
Yeah. You know, Canada, arena, all those forward legal motions, those have, you know, the GFL is exactly, they take the college rule book and they use that. So they're identical to college football, you know. So if you get an interception and you go down, you're down. You know, you don't get to get back up and keep going.
Okay.
So the exact same rules as NCAA.
John, I you can tell me that's none of my what, Ryan? You're going to get to talk to him. John, you can tell me it's none of my business, but how much money are you making playing over in Germany?
I make about $1,000 a month, and they take care of everything. So they take care of my health insurance. They take care of my flight there and back. They take care of my room and board. They take care of my food. So, you know, I'm not getting rich out there, but it is a great experience of just going over to Europe. And you know, they give me the money to go ahead and travel around and see.
And you're still playing football.
Places. And I still get to play football, you know.
Yeah.
And I get to learn a different culture. And I'm trying to learn their language. So it's really eye-opening, and it's just kind of, you know, it's. I feel like I'm cultured, you know. I feel like I've seen things that maybe some people will never get to see. So that's kind of I really enjoyed that, and I just love it out there. So I'm glad I've done it.
Hey, John, Adrian Peterson only took 7-8 months to get back from his knee injury. What's taking you so long?
You know, I'm impressed. Like, now that I've personally gone through it, that just makes it so much more impressive on what he did. And you know, I've been reaching out to Colton. You know, like, the first person I hit up when this happened was Colton, because, you know, he's probably my best friend out there in Fargo. And I just talked to him, you know, constantly, like, man, what did you do? How did you feel during this time period? What did you have to do? What were you doing rehab-wise when, you know, you hit 3 months? So Colton's been a real big help to me. I just want to give him a shout-out because, you know, he's playing a big game on Saturday, and I just wish him the best of luck, and thank you for all the advice he's given me through this process.
John, do they understand in Germany American football in the sense that if I'm John Pike, former Bison safety, I'm going to be bragging to beat them, to beat the band that my old team's playing in the national championship game? Do they follow us at that level?
There are actually some that, since we've been on ESPN, they have seen us play because, you know, they don't really have ESPN, so to say, you know, on their local network channels, but they do have, like, packages where they get something called ESPN America, and they have shown us on ESPN America to the European audience. So it's pretty impressive to hear that not only have we reached, you know, national coverage in the U.S., but we've also even reached out to international coverage over there in Europe.
Atta
so
boy.
That's pretty impressive that we've done so well in the past 3 years that people over in Germany get to watch us. You know, it might be at 3 a.m. in the morning, but, you know, hey, we're still we're still being shown.
Hey, if I know John Pike, I know that now you've been over there for a couple of years, so the John Pike I know would kind of weasel his way to the front of the line and get that big smile of his, maybe up on some posters and kind of be the poster child for this team. You done some of that? Are you a big star over there, John? You're playing some offense too, aren't you?
Yeah, I was playing some offense, you know, but to say I'm on a poster too, you know, I'm not going to lie. I'm on a poster too.
Yeah,
but,
that's what I thought. So you got a good agent.
We are sponsored by a bank out there, and they came out and took some pictures of the fellow Americans and I. And, you know, like, it's kind of funny to see when I'm walking downtown Stuttgart, I see my face. And yeah, it was when I had long hair and, like, we're all dressed up in our pads and, you know, we're all trying to look buff and trying to look good and trying to look mean on the poster. So it's kind of funny walking by that once in a while when I'm going downtown Stuttgart.
John, I know you still stay close to the program. You think Towson could even give the Bison a game? I've been almost snotty about the fact that I think this game's over in the first half.
Yeah, you know, like, I look at Towson and the way they just beat Eastern Washington, really. I mean, if there was one team that scared me during this whole playoff run, or there was a couple teams, I would say it was Eastern Illinois and Eastern Washington.
And they beat them both.
yeah, and, you know, they beat them both. And that was impressive, the way they beat them both. And they really relied, you know, on Terrence West. That kid is the real deal Holyfield. You know, 2,400 yards, 40 touchdowns. I mean, those stats you just can't look away from. So if the Bison do a good job containing him and make him try and beat us with the pass game, I think we'll be just fine. But I don't think, you know, this Towson team is a well-rounded team, special teams, and offensive-wise. But when I look at them on defense, that's one thing that they're going to have to step up and try and stop our run game and try and contain Brock and try and contain Braun and Ryan Smith and all our weapons that we just have all over the field. So,
but Ryan, yesterday on the airplane, you were showing me some stats of how the Bison played against some of the top running backs at this level. And it didn't scare me that Towson has themselves a pretty good running back. It really didn't, Ryan.
No. And listen to these, John, and then I want to ask you a question. Zach Zenner, who went for 143 yards on average this year, had 4 yards against NDSU and no touchdowns. The kid from Southern Illinois averaged 80 yards. He had 24 yards. The kid from Youngstown averaged 91. He had 70. The kid from Furman had 78. He had 7 against the Bison. The kid from Coastal Carolina was going for 120. He had 50 against the Bison. So they've done such a good job.
The only kid that did anything was the kid from UNI.
Yeah, David Johnson. And that most of that was on a 75-yard run where he busted and made a man miss. And the question I have, John, as a safety, put the helmet on for us and explain how you stop a running game from that position. You're not necessarily the point of contact, but you're pretty important back there as far as safety goes. Explain to fans what you're looking for against a running football team with a kid like this Terrence West from your position.
Yeah. Well, specifically from my free safety position,
yeah,
I'll be usually coming up late to the run because I'm usually kind of the last man to make the tackle in my specific position. But say in a specific position like Colton, where he's a strong safety in our defense, he's coming down and he has an assigned gap to him. So run away, he has an assigned gap to where he needs to be along with everybody else on the defense. That's how we play our defense. We're a gap sound defense. And when you get everybody on the same page in whatever formation they come out in, and everybody knows what exact gap they need to cover and they do their job, that's how you hold guys, you know, to 4 yards or negative 4 yards rushing the entire game.
So are you putting those corners then on an island a little bit?
Yeah, they mostly, you know, are just do not let anything get outside of them. That's their number one job, and it's called keeping the cup. So it's any running back, you know, if anywhere they go, we as a defense, we try and keep a cup. We try and contain them in a so-called cup. So if a corner breaks the outside of the cup and lets the running back get outside, that just opens up the floodgates, and it's a problem. And that's one thing we do well as a defense. We never, ever let offenses break our cup.
John Pike, former Bison safety, playing over in Germany now, busted up, torn ACL. But you know what, John? You're always welcome here on News and Views. People love to hear from you, buddy. So get yourself better, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. It was awesome.